Welcome to Coaching the Whole Educator, the podcast that helps instructional coaches, teacher leaders, and school leaders. I'm Becca, former educator and school coach turned transformational coach of coaches. I'm on a mission to help you improve your educators' effectiveness and resilience, especially the ones who need it most. Each week, we'll cover quick tips, strategies, and coaching mindsets so that you can be on top of your coaching game. Are you ready? Let's dive in. And now a word from our sponsor. Hey coaches, have you ever wished you could clone yourself to save time? If your answer is yes, the SIDMe platform might be right up your alley. With my own work, I use the SIDMe platform to connect with my coaches and leaders and stay organized when I'm not there. The app is super easy to use, and I love the video feature where teachers can film lessons and coaches and leaders can record video reflections. This app saves me a ton of time and is a game changer in terms of being able to truly connect to my people in between visits when I'm not there. I can even stay organized with the individualized resources section for each person I'm coaching all in one place. And I don't know about you, but I like to try something before I buy it. Because of that, I've gotten SIDMe to let you try the platform for free first to see if it's actually a good fit. If you're interested, go to SIDMe.com/TWE to check it out and claim your free coaching package. That's SIBME.com/TWE. Or click the link in the show notes. Hello, 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 coaches and leaders. I have a really interesting guest on with me, Candace Hyken, and she is the executive director of Lively Minds Institute. And we are going to talk to you about executive functions. I want Candace to introduce herself, tell you a little bit about herself. So welcome to the show, Candace.
Thank you, Becca. Yeah, my name is Candace, and I've been in education for about the last 25-30 years now, first as a classroom teacher. But about 12 years ago, we started working with students who were really struggling in the classroom, providing some academic content support. And then we realized that there was a large group of students who it wasn't about that academic support. It was really more about the skill development. And so we started working with students on developing skills like self-control, working memory, planning, organization. And we, over the years, have worked with a lot of educators helping them help students develop those skills. And over the last few years now, we've been working with district leaders and school leaders to help them develop these executive functions, both among their team and then with their students.
Mm-hmm. I love it. I love the work that you do. I'm all about this, like really training our brain to do really important things, right? Okay, so the first thing, I want to jump right in here, right? I want to talk about what are executive functions and how do they impact adult learning, right? So executive functions like self-control, flexibility, task initiation, planning, organization. Tell me and the listeners all about it.
All right. So a really simple definition of executive function is the brain's mechanism to complete a task in order to reach a goal. So it's all of these different functions that we have, brain functions that help us do something. So things like planning and organization, you can see pretty easily how that plays into completing some sort of task so that you can reach a goal. But then there are other pieces where people don't think of quite as often, where you've got flexible thinking or emotional control, self-control. How does that play into allowing you to reach this goal? And so the way we look at it is three main categories of executive function. So you've got the behavioral pieces, so self-control, that ability to stop and think before acting, and then self-monitor, so the ability to evaluate yourself in a situation. So those are the behavioral pieces. And then you've got the more emotional skills, so emotional control and regulating how you respond or react to certain situations, and flexibility, so the ability to think flexibly and be flexible. And then you've got four cognitive executive functions. So those include task initiation, getting started, working memory. So holding things in memory and having sustained attention on what you're working on, which is something I think a lot of us struggle with. And then planning. So creating steps to reach your goal and then organizing. So being able to put systems in place so that you can manage everything you need to do to complete that task. And so those are those three main areas that include eight executive functions.
I love this so much. It's really like just named, you know, how our brain works. So how do all of these functions impact adult learning, right? Because everyone listening works with teachers in some way.
Well, I think there are a lot of ways. And I think that some of the struggles that we see lead to the behaviors that we see. And that's, you know, whether we're talking about adults or children, when you see deficiencies in executive function, they show up as certain behaviors. And so, for instance, when you have a teacher who is struggling with task initiation, they have a lot of projects that they haven't started, or they've started little pieces of and they haven't finished, right? And so, and what often happens there is you've got these feelings of frustration and overwhelm because you're a little overwhelmed and overloaded. And now you've got to figure out how to task chunk all of this. How are you going to make all of these things fit into your day? We all know people who we think, well, that person just doesn't ever get their stuff done. And they're kind of just a little lazy, when really often it has to do with just completely feeling overwhelmed and not knowing where to start.
No, I love that. This is so important. I'm loving this. Okay. Yeah. So, okay. I'm just kind of like processing everything, like, you know, thinking through the meaning. And you know, I just did a workshop with a group of really amazing coaches on our interpretation, right? Mm-hmm. There's fact and interpretation and how we put meaning, we assign meaning to things, right? We see a behavior and then we label it something, right? Like lazy or rude or resistant. When in fact, it's just like there's a deficiency in an executive function.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, we often talk about it in terms of expectations, right? We have all of these expectations in place. Sometimes they're communicated well, sometimes they're not, right? But at the end of the day, people can either meet those expectations or not. And if they can't, is it due to resistance, defiance, laziness, unmotivation, right? Or is it due to the fact that they just don't have the skills in place, the systems, the tools that they need to meet those expectations? And I'm such a firm believer that the people in general would rather make other people proud of them. They would like to do a good job. They would like to be successful. But if you don't know how to do it, what do you do?
One of the things I'm always telling my coaches and leaders is to think, if they don't have the behaviors you want, are they missing knowledge, like content knowledge? Are they missing skills? Mm-hmm. Or are they missing mindsets, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And many times it's a combination.
Right. No, that's a great strategy. But at the mm-hmm. end of the day, do they have those executive functions that they need to actually reach that goal? Because there's a lot of tasks that have to be completed in order to get there. And so if you aren't able to manage all of that, organize yourself, plan it out, get started, and accomplish all of those little pieces that get you to that end goal, that's where you've got to start looking at, okay, what strategies do I need? What systems do I need to put in place? Do I need to label a place for everything on my desk? Mm-hmm. That is that what it's going to take for me to be able to find what I need so that I can function effectively during the day?
Yeah. And I think something that might keep people from taking the steps they need to manage their lives and their executive functionings is the shoulds. I like to call them the shoulds. Mm-hmm. So it's like, like, you know, people think, oh, they should know how to stay organized. They're a school leader or they're a teacher. Right. And then we also have the shoulds about ourselves. I should be able to handle this without labeling where my stapler goes. Right. But it's like those shoulds keep us from taking effective actions to help us make a difference. Right.
Right.
So, okay.
Right.
So I want to go into the next thing. So I'm really excited. I want to know, how do we identify the executive function deficiencies behind the behaviors that affect adults' ability to learn and also kind of just like function within a school?
Yeah, that's a good question. So I think identifying the behavior is the big piece. Mm-hmm. And then it often becomes quite clear where that struggle is. And now you can start to think about what strategy can I put in place? And I think the biggest thing to do with that, right, is that we can offer strategies, we can offer tips for getting organized or things like that. But if you suggested to someone that they label everything on their desk so they know where it goes, some people are going to look at you like you've lost mm-hmm. your mind, right? Like,
this is never going to work for me. Oh, that has happened. I suggested it and someone looked at me like I lost my mind.
Right. Yeah. And that's the thing with all executive function development, right? We all have developed certain strategies, certain tips or tricks that we use to manage these types of tasks. And what works for one person isn't going to work for the other person. And I think that that's one thing to really keep in mind as you're working with your team to help develop these executive functions, is that you can put a strategy in place. But to be honest with you, my favorite is when you get the pushback, is when you get that look like you've lost your mind, because at that point you've got some engagement, right? So now we can say, okay, clearly you don't think that's going to work for you. So what should we do to make it work for you, right? Like, how can we tweak it? Because now we've got buy-in. I mean, now you've got some ownership of that problem, and you've got them as an active part of the solution. And so now you can put a solution in place. And of course, the next important piece is providing opportunities to practice that. And what does that look like? So now that you've got a strategy in place, what's your action plan? And that's the part that so many people miss. They think, okay, I'm in a task chunk, so that's what I'll do. But if you don't put an action plan in place and actually practice that every day, you have no chance of building a habit, which of course is part of developing a skill, right? For sure.
Yeah. So I want to talk about professional development, right? Mm-hmm. So if my coaches and leaders listening are like, hey, I want to run some professional development, because at the end of the day, teachers, I'm also pretty sure those of you listening are also thinking about the classrooms, right? This would be great to bring into classrooms. How can our beautiful coaches and leaders bring this work into professional developments to even help teachers develop these skills?
I personally think when you're talking professional development, if you have a good understanding of where your team's struggles lie, so if you're looking at these different areas, where are the struggles and what's the motivation behind wanting to make that change, so that as you're providing these strategies, whoever is helping to show ideas or ways that you could incorporate this and then practice it, I think you understand their why behind, you know, how would this make their lives easier? How would they be able to do their jobs better? And then understand exactly where some of the biggest struggles are. But then I think one of the biggest pieces, like I mentioned earlier, is providing an opportunity to practice and giving some accountability, right? So if there's no accountability, it's easy to leave that professional development with, that was a nice idea, but I've got lots of other things I need to do. So what are we, how are we giving them opportunities to practice? And then what's the accountability look like? How are we going to check back in and see how that's going? How are we going to make those tweaks and make sure that what we've given has been valuable, that they've been able to implement it and use it in order to become the best teacher they can be?
Yeah. I'm a huge fan of experiential learning, creating experiences for teachers. So I have a couple thoughts about that. One is, you know, I'm thinking through realistically, right? I would never stand up in front of a group of teachers and say, today, teachers, we are going to practice our self-control. Right. They would be insulted.
Right.
Right. So what's interesting about these executive functions is I think adults assume they have it for the most part. Mm-hmm. It could feel a little like, what are you saying? I blah, blah, blah. Right. That I don't have task initiation. Like, I initiate all the time.
Yeah.
I know. So, you know, I'm thinking about if a staff as a whole or grade level as a whole, or even, you know, one-on-one, like how realistically, do you have any thoughts about how they could start that conversation with an adult that assumes they already have this?
Mm-hmm. I think it's interesting. We have a a whole series of modeling executive functions that we've created for classroom teachers to help them understand how they can have these conversations with their students. They can show what they do for these different executive functions. And we had a similar experience where that's when teachers start to realize, oh boy, this is an area where I can't model this to my kids because I don't actually do this, you know, or I don't know how to do this. I don't have a strategy to do this behavior right here that I'm supposed to be modeling to my group of fourth graders. And so I think that's, you know, that's one area too. And I'd be happy to share those modeling techniques, because that does help with the self-awareness piece an awful lot, because it's less threatening, again, than saying, I don't have emotional control. How are you able to model to your students that you managed your reaction to something that triggered you? You know, did you just lose it in front of your classroom of students, or were you able to manage your reaction to that trigger? And so that's where a lot of teachers start to gain that awareness of, all right, yeah, here's an area where I maybe need a strategy. I need to put something in place here.
That's great. That takes self-awareness and humility to say that.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So my last question for you is, how do we provide opportunities to apply strategies to build the habits for new behaviors, right? So we've identified an ineffective behavior. We've identified the executive functioning skill or skills that need to be worked on. And now it's time to like develop habits and practice, right? This is about growth, not like a switch, like, oh, now I have it, right?
Yeah.
How do we do that? How do we apply?
Okay. Well, I will tell you, one of the biggest challenges to executive function skill development is the ability to transfer those behaviors to different environments, right? And so we can all do something in a controlled type environment, but what does it look like when you get back to your classroom and you've got 30 kids acting a little squirrely? How does that transfer? And so I think when we talk about providing opportunities, we've got to start with the strategy. We've got to put an action plan in place. How are you going to practice that? What does the strategy look like in action? And then make sure we think about the different environments in which you're going to use that. So kind of to your point earlier, this is how that looks in a classroom. This is how it looks at home when I'm trying to get all of my prep work done. This is how it looks, you know, outside of a school setting. And so really exploring that and coming up with an action plan that includes those different types of situations, because I mean, honestly, there are certain things that we might struggle with when it comes to executive function in a classroom with 30 kids that we don't struggle with when we're at home by ourselves. And so what are those needs, and how can we look at an action plan across these different environments so that we're able to transfer those skills and strategies when we need them?
That's so powerful. I've definitely had coaches and leaders tell me, you know, I do this at school, but when I'm at home, I lose it. Like, the, you know,
Right.
of you may be thinking,
right.
You could use some transfer skills as well.
Well, I think all of us who are parents can relate to that, right? Like, I was able to pull that off with my classroom of kids, but when I got home to my own kids, that went right out the window.
That's really great. Well, this has been so much fun to talk about these skills, what they are, how to apply them to ourselves first, adults first. We do the work first. I'm going to yell that from the rooftops always. We never ask our teachers to do anything that we have not done first. So I'm so excited. So first I wanted to ask you, is there something that they could download that I could provide for them that they could, you know, something with the executive function skills on it or that modeling?
Absolutely. Yep. I can provide you with all sorts of tools that will help. First of all, just define those eight executive functions you talked about. What are they? And then what do those challenges within each of those executive functions look like? So as we look to identify some of those, you know, deficiencies, like we talked about, what are they? How do you define them? How do you choose what is the culprit, right? Or the area for growth is how we always like to look at it. So when we look at that, I certainly have some resources for that, but then, I would be happy to provide some other modeling tools and things like that that would be helpful. We also have another series that we just finished for educators on journal prompts. And so, you know, it's meant for students in the classroom, but those journal prompts are also a great way to start thinking about executive functions for yourself, right? How do I do this in a certain situation? What does that look like? And so I can provide those as well if that would be helpful.
Oh, I'm so excited. I would love to see these. I'm very excited to like print out all 8. I'm very geeky about this stuff. So
yeah.
I love bringing distinction to things. So I'll say, you know, we need to build the skills of teachers, and this brings distinction to it, right? It's like, ooh, there's 8 of them, but it's not the only 8 skills in all the world, but these are 8 executive functioning skills. So anyway, I would love, for folks to be able to contact you and find you if they're interested in learning more about the Lively Minds Institute and your product, Cerebrate. So where can they find you?
Well, our website is probably the easiest. So Lively Minds Institute is our main website. And then Cerebrate is our platform and curriculum for executive function that we utilize in the schools and districts, in classrooms, and it serves as a resource and tool for teachers as they're working with students and helping them develop those skills. So cerebrate.education is the other website.
Okay, perfect. I'll put both those links in the in the show notes as well. So thank you so much for being on the show, sharing your amazing knowledge around executive function skills. It definitely has me thinking about my own life. and yeah, I appreciate you coming.
Thanks so much, Becca. It was great to be here.
So if you're interested in grabbing some of those free resources Candace has very generously provided, they are in the show notes. She has the executive functions defined, ways to model executive functions, executive function journal prompts, and even some executive function challenges. We at The Whole Educator have also created some free professional development for you with our podcast playlist. So feel free to grab those as well and use a different topic playlist to your advantage. We have ones for school leadership and one for engaging teachers in coaching and one just for the coaching tools provided within this podcast. So grab all of those free resources for you. And until next time, just remember, don't treat people the way you want to be treated. Treat them how they want to be treated. Take care.